Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. In this episode, we might break out into long-form poetry, but that is yet to be determined. Welcome my guests, Matt and Savine. Matt, you've been here before many times. Thanks for coming back.
It's always good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. Savine, this is your first time.
First time, super excited.
All right, well, take a second and introduce yourself.
My name's Savine Reddy, been at Microsoft 19 years, and 3 years with Big Data, loving it.
Awesome. So today, this is going to be kind of an intro discussion into Data Lake, because there's been some, I guess we call them changes, possibly, or?
So we've had a bunch of announcements recently, and by the time folks are viewing this, they'll be able to go to Azure and create a new set of Data Lake accounts in some of the preview services that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we wanted to do was just come on over and talk a little bit about what we've announced, what's coming, and why we think it's pretty cool and how it's going to help customers.
All right, let's jump right in. So we've heard a lot about Data Lake, but then we've had some, you know, we've heard about some of these announcements. So what are these announcements and how do we now view Data Lake?
Yeah, so just a little bit of background about the Big Data team.
Okay.
That's building all of this stuff. So the Big Data team sits inside of Scott Guthrie's org, Cloud and Enterprise, and we're really responsible for two things. One is our external big data services. So this is things like HD Insight and Azure Data Lake Store and all the stuff we'll talk about today. But then we're also responsible for running our internal big data services, which is something called Cosmos, which I like to joke about is where Bing keeps all of its copies of the internet and asks it lots of questions.
Right, okay.
And so we've got this set of folks that are sitting around thinking about big data all the time at scales ranging from just getting started to massive, massive, massive scale to power all of Microsoft.
Right. Okay.
And so that's what we're up to. Savine, you want to dive into a little bit of what we've announced and what's going on?
So basically, you know, the big thing is Azure Data Lake as a concept.
Yep.
There's three big pieces, right? There's obviously, you know, Azure HD Insight, which is an existing product we have.
Yeah.
And the big news there is, of course, Linux.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean
that, yep. We did a video on that. Yeah. Just or Seth did one here on the show a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
So now, of course, that's, you know, that's all Hadoop based, and we love that. And to complement that, Matt mentioned our Cosmos thing, what we've done internally. And you know, the scale is unbelievable, right? Exabytes. But there's another kind of scale, which is the number of developers it scales to.
Okay.
And the kind of developer it scales to. So we've learned a lot, for you know, quite a few years now. We're bringing what we've learned into big data, and that's what you're seeing with Azure Data Lake Analytics and Data Lake Store.
Okay. So let's back up to that, because we've heard there was just a term, you know, up until what, just a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago, Azure Data Lake, right? But now you're talking Azure Data Lake Store, Azure Data Lake Azure Data Lake Analytics. What is the transition there? So how do we view Azure Data Lake?
Yeah, so the best way is that if you want the best place to do big data in the cloud,
mm-hmm.
so that you can do open source stuff, you can use Hive, you can use Hadoop, you can use Spark. If you want to do big data, use Azure Data Lake. That is the one-stop shop for you.
Okay.
And we're going to help you with a number of different tools. And so really, we don't view this as a change to the data lake. When we started talking about the data lake in April, we really focused on the store.
Right.
But our vision for the data lake is it is the way to do big data.
Right. So nothing really changed. It's just how do we now vision data lake?
Yeah, described the rest of the vision. With the recent announcements and what we shipped.
Okay.
I think the one thing really to keep in mind is that slogan. We make big data easy.
Right.
That's the thing Data Lake is really about.
Well, and that's what people want, right? Yeah. Every time we talk about big data, I'm like, how do I do big data, right? And it's especially when you're talking about all these services, you got HD Insight, like you're talking about HD Insight, and you know, and analytics, and all the services around analytics. How do we vision? So making that, you know, how do we vision big data? How do we get insights into that data? So making that easy.
Yeah. And so really where it all starts, if we go look at the diagram here, is at the store. And so we hear a couple of things from customers. One is that frequently they run into limits in their store. They're limited by how much data they can get into it at any one time.
Right,
and if you're thinking about Internet of Things or mobile device telemetry, you're talking, if your business is successful, you're going to have lots and lots of devices generating lots and lots of data.
Yeah.
And so really our design point around the store was to create a store with no limits.
Okay.
And that's going to be something Rajesh mm-hmm. will come and talk to you about.
Yep.
Because what we don't want to have people do is worry when they're writing their queries, when they're thinking about their jobs, to have to deal with, hey, I have to partition my data a certain way because I can only put so much data in a file or in a storage account or anything like that. And so we know it's sounds like a clever slogan,
okay.
but we can actually have multi-petabyte scale files
okay.
Inside an account that doesn't have a limit.
Right.
And we're going to manage a lot of that stuff for you. The other thing that we hear from customers about getting their data in is that they want to protect it, right? And this is something in the big data space that's been fairly hard to do, is how do I secure all of my data? So the second thing that we're doing with Azure Data Lake Store is we're providing a rich set of file controls that's integrated with Active Directory.
Oh, okay.
And so what's cool about this is I can say, I want to grant Savine access to this data. I want to grant all of the big data team access to this data. And I want to deny you access to this one part of the data.
Okay.
Right? And I can do that at the level of granularity, just like I think about files and folders today. And that's going to work its way up through the whole system.
So no limit, you know, whatever file type, whatever file size, mm-hmm. no limit. And the ability to secure that based on our, you know, Active Directory.
Yeah. Yep.
Basically, it's, you know, take all of what I have on premises in the cloud.
Yeah. And with full monitoring and auditing as well.
Yeah.
Just for the enterprise.
The final thing that's interesting about this, and this is really, this is something we started talking about in April, but this is something that we believe very deeply in. It's really a foundational design point as we've built these, which is in leveraging the open standards.
Okay.
Right? And so we built this store, we could have stuck a lot of different APIs on it. And we could have said, hey, if you want to integrate with this, here's our set of libraries, please go do that. We've approached it a little differently. The ecosystem already has an API for accessing big data stores, and right. it's HDFS.
Yep.
And so the protocol that we stick on top of this is HDFS. And so anything that speaks HDFS, which is pick up random interesting project off of GitHub doing big data stuff, it talks HDFS.
Yep.
Right? You can run that and access that on the store. And that's foundational to when we describe the data lake dream. It's I can put all of my data in one place.
Yep.
I can manage, monitor it, secure it all one way. And then you as a customer have choice in terms of what do you want to do on top of that? Do you want to run a Hadoop cluster in HD Insight? Oh, that's cool. Do you want to run some IaaS machines that have this new fangled project that you've picked up? Great, you can do that. Do you want to use our analytics service? Great, go ahead and do that.
Yep.
And so this really is the bottom layer of this data lake dream that we've got. And so I'll let Savine dive in and kind of talk about the top box.
Yeah. So just before we do that, so this is the store is the piece that we're going to have Rajesh come in and talk about in more detail, right?
Yeah.
So we'll hold off on that, but we're very interested now to jump in and what's the top piece?
So before you just get there, I want to point out one thing that's really critical. This is optimized for high performance with the analytics service.
Okay.
Right. It makes massive parallelization possible. That's what's special about this store.
Nice.
Right. So I'll focus here, since we've already talked about HD Insight in different ways.
Right.
Analytics service, that again is the thing that we're coming from what we've learned inside of Microsoft. Right. So there are a couple of key things we focus on there. Number one, it is actually quite a bit easier to develop a big data solution that goes anywhere from terabytes to petabytes using the service. We will show you how you can just almost literally with a slider scale your parallelization up.
Okay.
And the key thing, you can be a big data hero without being a big data expert. That's what we're bringing.
Yeah. And we don't want that.
and we need t-shirts for that. I think the other thing that's interesting to point out here, what Savine was talking about scaling, this is at the individual job layer.
And
the way to think about this is we think about HD Insight as the thing that you're deploying is a cluster.
Yeah.
Right? And you can scale that cluster. You can say, I want all these nodes. And the thing that you pay for then is that cluster, how long it's up and running, and you can do interesting things on it. You can install lots of different bits. But what we've talked to a lot of customers, even though we manage this and we wake up at 3 a.m. if something breaks, they don't want to even think about a cluster, right? The thing that they're worried about is, hey, every every Wednesday night, I want to process the latest dump of all of Wikipedia and generate some interesting insights to complement my business applications, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they all they have to do now is they write a program, and we'll show you how to do that in another episode,
mm-hmm.
And I just submit that. I just submit the job and I just say, "Hey, you go."
Yeah,
I want it to use this much compute, yeah. And so it's at that per job level that you get control here. So really, the key shift across this is a cluster.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bunch of control. you get the extensibility.
Yep.
This is much more oriented around servicing and submitting and managing individual jobs.
I don't have to
jobs.
Worry about all the nodes. I don't have to worry about the cluster.
You scale up for you instantly.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, another good way of thinking about this is when you create an analytics service account, it's free. If you don't use it, you pay nothing. It's you just pay for the queries you use. It's
right.
Pay by query.
So pay by the query, pay by the
yep.
job, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And so that's another thing. As our customers get bigger,
yeah.
What we've heard is, hey, we want tools to help us be more efficient. And so we've done things, we've made it so you can scale your cluster up and down so that you don't need to have 100 nodes all the time, you can only have 20. But when you've got the cluster running, it's still really up to you.
Right.
Are you getting the value out of it? This is 100% efficient because you're only getting charged
yeah.
when the job's running, okay. which we think is pretty cool. And more importantly, this is something a lot of customers have asked for, that level of both pricing as well as kind of efficiency.
It's more of a PaaS type of thing. I don't have to worry about the underlying architecture. Just let me do my job. Just let me do my stuff.
That's right.
Right.
And you'll be doing that job with our newest programming language.
So I actually I've actually got an episode coming up with the USQL. So I think Michael Reese is going to come in here and do that. So that's we're just like, what the heck is this new USQL? So yeah, he's coming in here to talk about that.
Great, great. Yeah. You want to give a little background on USQL?
USQL. Okay,
so we're doing the overview. Okay. So.
Yeah, you know, it does stand for unified.
Okay.
Right? And really, but it's about the unification of a bunch of things: declarative programming versus imperative programming, structured data versus unstructured data. As you can see, like batch computing, interactive computing, yeah. machine learning, just streaming. All those. That's what's really unifying, right? And the thing that I'll bring out and go back to what Matt said: what we've learned from the internal, what we've built over the last since 2008. We've taken the productivity because people find what we've done internally quite productive.
Yep.
All the ease of use embedded in this thing. The feedback we get from people we showed is they love this language. They absolutely love this language.
Okay.
And that's why I'm very confident when developers see it, they'll fall in love with it and they'll feel very comfortable doing big applications.
Yeah, there was a lot of, when it was announced, there was a lot of buzz around it, right? But I think there's still a lot of unknown about what is it and how we use it. So I think that's why Michael's coming in. So.
And we're really, really excited to be able to bring this out and start engaging with customers.
Yep.
And so
and the tooling support will blow you away.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It isn't just a language. We support it completely in Visual Studio.
Is there SSMS support or is it just a Visual Studio type of support?
It's Visual Studio, but it's very reminiscent of SSMS. It's integrated in SSMS.
Okay. All right. Okay. I remember a screenshot, but I couldn't remember if it was VS or SSM.
Yeah, so it's part of the Azure SDK.
Okay.
One of the nice things is, we've got one tooling team on the big data team that's building the tools for big data.
Okay.
And we're actually taking a lot of the things that we've learned from helping developers internally debug a job that runs over tens of thousands of nodes, and we're bringing those tools as well to things like Hive and Storm. And so you'll actually have across the data lake a consistent set of tools inside of Visual Studio for doing big data.
Okay.
And again, this theme around, we want customers to bring the tools that they're most familiar with and that they're most productive with.
Right.
We're bringing more tools into the equation because we think when you see this, you're going to love it. But we also know there are a lot of folks today that are running Hive queries, that are running Spark jobs and Storm jobs,
right.
And those are all equal citizens in the data lake.
Right.
This is us bringing together all of our big data stuff and to meet you where you're at and
yep.
to bring you what we believe are the best tools
right.
for you to do it.
Cool. Okay. All right. So, and this is available now, or is some of this in public preview?
This is available now in public preview. You can go into the Azure portal today.
The Visa portal.
The new Azure portal.
Yep.
And under data and analytics.
I think so, data and analytics.
Under data and analytics, right next to where HD Insight is, you will see the other data lake services. They're in preview today.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of different channels for folks to give us feedback. We can't wait to start hearing it.
Okay. And what are those channels? Because people are going to go, hey.
You know, you can find them all if you go to http://aka.ms/Azure Data Lake.
Okay.
It'll lead you to the right place. Yeah.
So.
And it's all the usual suspects. Twitter, User Voice, Stack Overflow, MSDN forums,
okay.
My email address, which is just my Twitter handle at Microsoft.com. you don't have to edit that. You don't have to edit that out.
Nope.
It's fine.
Well, you know, and that's, I think, you know, to be perfectly honest, that's what Sean Bice is in here giving his email address. We've got a lot of PMs going, look, we're very interested on your feedback. So they've been given their email address because it's critical, right?
Yeah, shoot us mail.
Okay.
We'd love to hear what you're doing with
Absolutely.
This stuff.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Gentlemen, thanks for coming. I think you're going to stick around. We're going to do another. We never did get to the, long form poetry?
Maybe next time.
We were sort of looking forward to that, but okay, next time. Anyway, gentlemen, thanks for coming. I think you're going to stick around. We're going to do another one.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So stay tuned. All right, gentlemen, thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.